This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the importance of work. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the importance of the work. In the narrations and the Islamic teachings, we find that working is an important thing, and it's an important part of the human life. It is the important part of the life of a Muslim, and Allah has emphasized on it. There are many narrations in the sayings of the Prophet. There are many verses that talks about the agriculture, the fields, working with the hand, and there are different ranks for the people who work. And on top of that, when we look at the narrations about the work, we see that out of seven narrations, there is one that talks that you should become an employee, and the rest of the six narrations talks about the trades or your own work. Whereas, unfortunately, in the Muslim society, we see that most of us are striving for getting some employment at a place, and we do not strive for having our own business. Whereas Islam emphasizes on self-business. The reason is that we need to be very much careful when we are working for some issues. For example, when we talk about the halal sustenance and haram sustenance, if someone is working at a place and he does not pay attention towards his personal actions or personal things that he's performing, if he does not pay attention towards that while working, then might be his sustenance becomes haram because he does not have permission from his boss or the company where he's working to spend the work time for his personal, we can say, deeds or for his personal matters. Therefore, we need to be very much careful in this case. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the importance of the work, and we said a person must be careful about his actions while he's performing. Now, the reason we provided that we should do our own business, and Islam also emphasizes on having a self-business, it is because that when you have your own business, no matter you do your private matters, you deal with your private matters or the business, because you're the owner of the business, then obviously you're not taking someone's right. You're not basically ruining someone's right. So it's your own business. So whatever you bow, you will have tomorrow the same thing that you have basically invested on. So the amount of investment of time, of money, of we can say like the power that you spend there, the time, the intellect that you use, obviously you will have the fruits of the same investment later. Therefore, we must be careful while we are working. And those who compare working with the prey, remember that work itself, if you're doing it for halal sustenance, it becomes the part of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is as a person is praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a story that a person who was extremely perplexed man visited Imam Jafar Sadiq, and he begged him to pray that Allah would increase his sustenance and reveal him of all financial stresses. The Imam answered that I shall certainly not pray for you. The poor man asked him, but why not? What have I done? Imam replied, you know perfectly well that Allah has devised means and ways of attaining prosperity. He has ordered you to leave your house and earn a living through hard work. You refuse to obey the law and foolishly hope praying for you will bring you prosperity. So we need to be very much careful, because sometimes we think that with shortcuts we can earn more. That is not the way. The way is work hard and get the right sustenance which is there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.